Dictation for Michelle Strugge, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-S-T-R-U-C-E, date of birth is 8-9-51, date of service is 9-21-22. The lower back pain is not shooting down to the legs as numbness or tingling or pain, and similarly the neck pain is not shooting down to the arms or fingers at all. But however, she has some pain in the left ankle and foot, for which she's seeing a podiatrist, Dr. Horsley. She's also doing physical therapy 3 times per week. She reported that she's able to sleep for 5 hours. Her headaches are improved. They're still mild to moderate, around 6 to 7. She saw Dr. Zoma, who is an orthopedic surgeon, and Dr. Zoma is able to operate on her left shoulder. And he recommended that several injections, 4 to 5, should be done in various areas of pathology shown by the MRI. The patient was informed about these MRI findings, and since Dr. Zoma wants to have the injection, we'll take on the patient for that. And the pain level is from 5 to 6. And the areas are further affected to the tune of 7 and 8. Mood is affected 8. And relationship with people is 6. The rest of the areas are not reported. In a system visit, patient reports severe headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, without any vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts. And there is no weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no confusion, disorientation, no lack of focus, and no poor grades at work or work performance. There is no loss of memory. There is a moderate anxiety, moderate depression, no panic. Is reported while driving and riding a car, and this is tension. In the pain and numbness, patient has severe pain in the right knee, right ankle, and foot. It is the left knee and left ankle and foot. And then in the both shoulders, especially the left shoulder, and pain in the neck and lower back, as well as in the left shoulder, neck, and foot. And then in the digestive problems and difficulties for swallowing. But the stomach is good. After 30 days, patient reports that her pain has improved almost 50% due to the medication and physical therapy and other treatment she is doing at home and exercises. At this time, patient reports that she is in medical support for hospitalization, weight loss, or
significant
for some reason. And she was not hungry. And now she's taking DHEA of her own to build up her muscle mass. She is a very frail woman. The damage from the car. What's a higher dose of it? Physical examination, the blood pressure is 112 over 88, pulse is 108, and pulse ox is 100. Just to the physical examination, we come from the previous visit, 8-17-2022, dictation number 0817-053. The patient will come from the
it's quite difficult to do number of people with hyperalgesia. Loss of weight was when we tried, and one time it was quite difficult to get in. She does have a sacroiliac
MRI. Of course, she will need
an injection to the supraspinatus tendon and some scapularis tendon.
Injection of the subacromial of the thigh bursa, injection of the AC joint.
It has a complex tears of the entire superior, anterior, superior, posterior, superior labrum. It require a surgical intervention, I believe. We did send her to the surgeon, and he is not intending to operate at this moment. There is also irregular cartilage, not an cortical erosion. I believe she needs to show the replacement. Which are not herniated from C5-6, C6-7, C7, C1 and C7 nerve rows and C8 nerve rows. But no arthritic changes are visible here. In the lumbar spine, there is a herniated disc at L2-3 and L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. There is also severe fascial joint arthropathy, ligamentum thickening, and moderate right and left neuroforaminal stenosis and a spinal cord stenosis. The injection to the lumbar spine was next to difficult to do it safely, so it has been referred to Dr. Redden for a possible spinal cord stimulation device and maybe possible surgery, but I believe the former will be better. Patient is provided with a physical therapy to continue to transfer.
Medications are ordered to continue. We'll continue seeing Dr. Zoma and Dr. Gary Giger and Dr. Louis Rajan for further consultation.
She has been advised to see a neurologist and a neurosurgeon.
And other than that, medication wise, she is going with naproxen 500 twice a day, Prilosec 100 mg daily, Kelaxin 800 mg twice a day, Lidocaine patch 5% daily, Votrin gel 3% daily, Paracet 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, and Unitrex tablet 50 mg only for extremely severe headaches. For the pain relief, again I have provided Norcotan over 325 to 12 hours. 50 tablets, and our goal is to relieve the pain without any of this control drug or opiate. She has been advised not to take any sleeping pill and muscle relaxer only during the daytime, as it is dangerous to take pain medication with those medications like Skellex. She is also advised to use the hand juice. Learn the exercise from the therapist. I just find patients fairly stable and the patient. Thank you.